Hello, my friends. Jacobs here one more time. What a day today is. Not only is it Ethan's 13th birthday, but Robert Kennedy Jr. just gave probably one of the best political speeches I've ever heard. It seemed incredibly sincere. It came from the heart. And it also fulfilled a couple of things that I've been sharing for a while. I had a dream. Yeah, that's right. Another one of them dreams. Exactly 1 month ago today from his speech, exactly a month, where I had this dream. Robert Kennedy Jr. is speaking to a large crowd. He speaks of no longer being in the shadow of another. I begin clapping for him. He motions to stop. He's like, no, no, no. And I don't stop. I stand up. I clap louder. Then people start to join in. Then everyone is cheering and shouting for him. This is interesting. This is interesting. It's exactly 30 days before this. Now, I've been on this Kennedy, you know, thing lately. I've been sharing some things. Even made some startling posts where I said after my accident, which, by the way, is connected to this video, I shared something. I said, oh, because Trump didn't pick Tulsi, I don't think he's going to be the president anymore. I think it's going to Robert Kennedy Jr. Sounds a little nutty because I've been saying Donald Trump for so long, right? And here we are, and the two seem to be joining forces. Now, I'm not saying that Kennedy's going to be the president, by the way. That was like probably one of those incidents where I was probably a little, well, I was right after my accident. To be honest, it was a traumatic brain injury. I was severely concussed. And to this day, I have this nonstop ringing, this tone in my ear that makes it difficult to remember exactly what I'm talking about. But that's okay, because when it comes to Robert Kennedy Jr. and the Trumpster, what more can I say? The two of them have come together exactly as I and, you know, probably a couple of other wrestling fans out there, like 4VKM on YouTube, deduced in a video that I did, take a wild guess, when? Exactly 1 year and 19 days ago. Yeah, I did this video. Oh no, it's connected. The SummerSlam is here. And here you see the thumbnail of it. And you see Vince McMahon behind Trump. Right? And I brought up a video that I had done a long time before that. August 5th, 2023, which was 1 year and 19 days ago, where I talk about the WrestleMania where the Team Kennedy and Team McMahon come together in such a way. It's unexplainable. I think to myself, oh, maybe this is what we're going to be looking for. Maybe Bobby Kennedy is going to end up working for Trump. Take a look. I'd like to remind people that Vince McMahon and Donald Trump had a hair versus hair match at WrestleMania 23. I've talked about this on the show. Now, this is where you get the goosebumps and everything gets really crazy. It was basically you had Donald Trump and you had Vince McMahon, and both of them had a wrestler, and the main event would be those two wrestlers fighting each other in the ring. Okay, whoever lost the match, the winner of the match, the manager will say, whether it's Donald or Vince, get to shave the hair of the other one. Strange, because let's just take a look at the wrestlers for a second. Vincent Kennedy McMahon. That's his middle name, Kennedy. A lot of people like to connect him to the Kennedys for whatever reason. His wrestler was named Umaga. Umaga is spelled U-MAGA. That's quite a coincidence, you would think. So here you have a picture of MAGA being partnered with a Kennedy on one side of the ring. And then on the other side of the ring, you have Bobby. That's Robert. It's a nickname for Robert. And Donald Trump. Bobby's last name is Lashley. When you think of Lash, 40 lashes. 40 being WrestleMania the day before the eclipse. In 2024. Very strange. So we have Bobby and Trump, and we have Kennedy and Umaga. That's I think that that's coincidental. It kind of makes it look like maybe it's not a real fight. Maybe on either side, whoever wins, it's still Trump and Kennedy. Kennedy and Trump. But it makes me question. It's like, you know, is this whole election thing, are the two of them are going to come together? Is that what it means? Or is it going to be kind of one of those operations? So Kennedy ends up getting his hair shaved. Yeah. And the weird part is, in that same match, and this is where Andrew came in, because he shared this on X, and there's his Twitter right there, next stop, ... Andrew. Bobby Kennedy, Mr. Kennedy, because that's what he was known as in wrestling, his name was Mr. Kennedy, he won the Money in the Bank. And I thought to myself when I was talking to Andrew, I said, you know, if he ends up working for Trump, that would be like winning the Money in the Bank, right? He'd probably get a lot of money and everything else. And then Andrew's like, yeah. But then not too long later, he lost all his money and he was ridiculed and thrown out completely. So Mr. Kennedy in wrestling seemed to be used. Will Mr. Kennedy this time be used? Who knows? It's just all too coincidental for me. It's just all too strange. That's a lot of coinky-dinky-doo, people, right? Now, I gotta tell you something. This speech was amazing. He pointed out the fact that, you know, how incredibly corrupt he believes the Democratic Party has gotten, that the person that they've now just, you know, that they forced Biden out to put Kamala in place, and that she was somebody that ran away from Tulsi Gabbard like she was scared and dropped out because she was so unpopular. She didn't win one delegate. He went on to say how he's on the ballot in so many places, and he talked about how so many people work so hard, but he said that deck is stacked so firmly against him that he knows that he's probably just going to make it harder for Trump to beat the Democratic Party. But here's the interesting thing, because, you know, I think to myself, I don't know why I said such a weird thing. Like, why would I, you know, go out of my way to be the first to say, it's going to be Kennedy? Why would I do that? That sounds nuts. Still sounds a little kooky to this moment. But I did say it for a reason. And Kennedy's not ending his campaign. He's just suspending it. That means people can still vote for him. He's just pulling his name from like the key battleground states where it would actually hurt defeating the Democratic Party. So he didn't drop out. He's suspending it. And he's now teaming up with Trump. Together, baby! Yeah! Just like wrestling. Right? It's just like wrestling. It's so bizarre to me. They're coming together, just like I said. And it's an exciting time for us all to be alive. It's an exciting time for us all to be alive. I think that all of you should do me a favor and just enjoy the moment. Enjoy your lives. Seek a little bit more. Dig a little bit deeper. I've done this stuff on this show, you know, more than enough times. These are not magic tricks. I just had a weird dream. It's not like I was anything special. I had a weird dream about him speaking, and then here he is.
President Trump says that he will reopen negotiations with President Putin and end the war overnight as soon as he becomes president. This alone would justify my support for his campaign. In a series of long, intense discussions, I was surprised to discover that we are aligned on many key issues. In those meetings, he suggested that we join forces as a unity party. We talked about Abraham Lincoln's team of rivals. That arrangement would allow us to disagree publicly and privately and fiercely, if need be, on issues over which we differ, while working together on the existential issues upon which we are in concordance.
Exactly 30 days ago, and he didn't drop out, because a lot of people are like, oh, you said that. I don't know what the future holds. I don't have a crystal ball, but I got faith, and I know that God is using this channel, very, very mightily because I get all of your wonderful emails and everything else. And I'm telling you, I feel like things are going to shift in a positive direction, regardless of what came. That video, that SummerSlam, this coming video from August 5th, 2023, that was the video that was connected it to my accident, right? Because I got hit by a Patriot. And it had to do with an area that was from 1776. Boom. He's talking about the Unity Party, and he's talking about Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln that we see popping up again and again and again. That's what this is all about, my friends. It's an exciting time to be alive. I hope this encouraged you. Because once again, how do these things happen? How do these little quinky-dinky-doos happen? You tell me. You tell me, because I know it's not like I'm being promoted at all anymore. The only people that watch the videos are subscribed. It's like 99% of you are just those that have subscribed. And a lot of you are getting unsubscribed, or maybe you forget you unsubscribe. I don't know what it is. I don't want to say that people are doing things that are on the down low. But if more of you shared the content around with people that don't know who I am, and not worried about how you looked because I'm a little goofy, then maybe we would reach a lot more people. You know? I mean, God's going to do what he's going to do. And I'm reaching the people that I'm reaching. And the only reason why I'm here is because of your support. So, if you want to get yourself an I Am a Witness 11:11 teachers from Revelation 11:11, one of my favorite verses in the Bible where God pours out his spirit and raises the witnesses up, because we're all supposed to be witnesses. And what do witnesses do? They just said, hey, I got a weird dream. I put it out there. I see a lot of you now sharing your dreams. It's fun. It's fun because God speaks to us all. It's not just me. And what I mean by God speaks to us is that we're inspired within. That's why it's so important to be leading a holy life, a righteous life, a kind life. Do the right thing, my friends. Trust God. Ask for the truth no matter what the cost. Get yourself some merch if you want to support old Jacob. Because if you come to this well alone, you're going to thirst again. Keep coming back if you get thirsty. I'll be here. Remember, I'm here like almost every other. I'm definitely here every other day, almost every day now, because I have to. Unless I'm going to have to go back to selling mattresses, then you'll see me maybe once a week. And I don't want that, because I really love this, and I really love all of you. Go into the links in the description of the video. You can get yourself some merch. You can get some truly free home products if you want. Have toxic free stuff like that. I think they're giving away maybe some free loads of laundry or whatever. When you go to the Truly Free Home site, you'll see. Just make sure you enter code Jacob. Instead of getting like 20% off using other coupons, you get 30% off, because Stephen likes me. He's the owner of the channel. He's an Israelite like you. All right, I love each and every one of you. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.